Hey guys, welcome back to Talks with Maria. In episode number 93, we are recapping our trip here in KC for Thanksgiving and just a little experience on this Facebook group I started called Podcasting for Women in Business. Please remember to check out my mommy blog, talkswithmaria.com, and the Boss Mom Mentality, available on Amazon. Let's begin. Hey guys, so I wanted to recap our trip here to Kansas City for Thanksgiving. It was really great. We were able to watch the football game yesterday, and that was a journey in itself, right? Wasn't it a journey?
Yes.
And who went to sleep?
Me.
You went to sleep in the football game?
Yes.
Yeah. Why did you fall asleep?
Cause yes.
Say it.
Cause
they
yes.
Can't see your face, honey.
Cause yes.
Just cause yes. So we had enjoyed the game. It was really nice. My youngest fell asleep. She fell asleep through the riot and the screams and the celebration. She went to bed. And it was nice because we bundled up. We had a blanket. We had warmers. We had everything. We had hot cocoa. We had everything you could think of. Under the sun to help us stay warm.
Not under the sun.
It was under the cold. We had everything under the cold. Give us your 2 cents about yesterday.
My sister fell asleep and I was the only one awake with my dad. So that was so bad because This is my first time being at the football game the whole time, because the other time I went to a football game, it was too hot, so we left and we watched the West on the phone.
Nice. So you should have seen her neck, because it was like snapping and twirling. But yes, that is very true. The last time we did watch it halfway through because it was so hot in San Diego, or was it in L.A.? So this time we stayed up until the third quarter, and we'd already won because we were at about 30-3. So there was no point in staying all the way through the game. But it was so nice because a lot of the times, you know, I get really nervous about bringing the kids to a football game, especially when we're not sure of how the weather is going to be like. I'm not familiar with Kansas City weather. All I've heard is really terrible things. But we were able to plan for it. Right, guys? We stayed warm. We had like 4 pairs of pants on, 4 pairs of sweaters and thermals and shirts and jackets and furry jackets on top of the hoodie and a jersey. So it was really good. And I'm really happy that we were able to plan for it and stay warm and bundled up. Now, towards the end of the game, we did see some snow flurries. We saw that was the sign for me to get my sleeping daughter out of the cold once we saw those snow flurries. So then we had gold passes, which really helped with getting our parking lot or our parking at bay. And we used a porta potty. Me and Fia, my youngest, had to use the bathroom, and we used a porta potty, and she was super brave about it. I carried her over the toilet, obviously. You guys, moms, don't ever let your young kid sit on the porta potty toilet. Don't ever do it. That should be a rule.
Or she'll fall back inside the
toilet. Well, it's really dirty out on the toilet because a lot of people use it and it doesn't get flush. Okay? So now I'm recording this in the lobby of our hotel room. I did just ask for late checkout, and we are planning on leaving here this afternoon at about 7 o'clock, and then we get to Las Vegas at about 10:30. My dog has
doggy
is at the dog hotel,
and he got neutered.
What does neutered mean?
I don't know.
We don't know what neutered means. We're just gonna keep it with I don't know. But he got neutered, and it was only $60 to get neutered. And the reason why we decided to get him neutered is so that we can have them watch him for the next 4 or 5 days, give him medication, keep an eye on him, So we thought it was a great idea to actually just get him neutered. He's, what, 8, 9, 10 months now? So we have him neutered. We're really hoping that it kind of tames his personality down, because he is a wild, rambunctious little bro. And the kids, minus my youngest, who's rambunctious herself, it's just too much for us. So I don't know if this is going to like help with, hey, get off the floor, off the floor. I don't know if it's going to help with off. Didn't I just say off the floor? It's dirty, off the floor. Which leads me to another topic. So I see a lot of kids. You can get on these chairs. Yeah. I see a lot of parents let their kids just crawl on the public floor. And it really makes me gross feeling and disgusted, and just why in someone's mind would that be okay for your child to be crawling on the floor? I just don't understand it. I just truly don't understand it. And it's one of those things where, you know, I'm not a perfect parent. I try my best to keep my kids tamed. And I say tamed because if you don't tame them, they get wild. You know, they do whatever they want. They run amok. And if you let them, they'll continue to be that way as they grow older. But, you know, putting in some self-control and some self discipline and knowing the rights from wrongs really help with understanding that, you know, you can't act a certain way in public. And right now they're acting a certain way. Guys, can you please have a seat on a chair? Please. Hey, stop. Get up. Fia, get Aaliyah, get up. Your stomach is showing. So, I don't know. It just kind of... I heard you. What's bubble water?
Pop?
Bubble water is pop? What kind of pop?
Pop.
Okay, so she's on repeat mode, if you can't tell.
Pop, but it's kind of like ginger ale. It's like both.
It's like ginger ale and pop together. So, yeah, that's the situation. And I'm just here... Well, we're down here because my fiance has a work call to do, and the kids are running around the hotel room making loud noises. So we are downstairs getting some Starbucks, drinking some coffee and hot cocoa, and we had some chocolate croissants. And I'm really surprised, guys, because I've actually started a Facebook group titled Podcasting for Women in Business, and I am blown away how many people that are already on it. I just started it on like Wednesday or Tuesday, and I have like 60 people in it, and they all are very interested in learning about podcasting, learning about how to expand their business and services through podcasting. And these people, some of them, maybe I'll say 60 to 70% of them already own a podcast and run their own podcast, or they're sharing links, they're sharing their journeys of podcasting, they are sharing you know, the challenges that they're having, they're sharing things that, you know, people that don't podcast or maybe the people that are podcasting may experience with everyone in the group. I am so thrilled about it. Anybody that has experience in running a Facebook group, please message me. I do need some coaching on it because I don't know. I want to like start asking for email addresses just in case the Facebook group does go down and I don't have any way to manage it from outside of the Facebook group. So, stop. Stop. I wanna like figure out how to do that. I've been Googling different ways, different tips on how to get up, Fia. Get up. Now. I don't like that at all. Stop putting on. Don't touch your sister's boot. It's dirty. So I'm just kind of I'm here balancing motherhood, entrepreneurship. podcasting. Hey, please put your foot down. But I am excited to be back home. I'm excited to be in our four walls and to pick up our dog that has been neutered. So anyway, that's pretty much it. If you do want to join the podcasting for Women in Business group, please send me a message, info@talkswithmaria.com. I'd be glad to add you as a member. Can you guys please stop with this extra stuff and have a seat? Stop it. Fia, you better sit on that other chair now. Have a seat until we're going. No. Go. Sit next to your sister and stop doing that. So, please send me a message. It's a thriving group. I am looking to grow it. I am looking to have, people who are new to podcasting, who want to be in podcasting, who want to learn about podcasting, who are seniors of podcasters and have done it for years. I want everybody in it. You know, I want like the different levels of knowledge, because those different levels of knowledge will help us gain knowledge on every realm. You know, people who are experiencing nervousness in the beginning stages of podcasting, people who are experiencing burnt out experiences because they've been doing it for so long. I want to get all of that in there. So send me a message, info@talkswithmaria.com. Can't wait to hear from you. If you enjoyed this episode, please remember to share, comment, and like. For collaboration requests, send me a message at maria@talkswithmaria.com.